Talk Live. Dial in toll-free at 855-453. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. You can enjoy the various features that you will find waiting for you there. Once again, freetalklive.com. Here in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
Demi.
And Mark.
We have been talking about friendship, specifically friendship between the opposite sex, and more specifically involving heterosexual people. Because the question that was on the table is about, well, whether or not men and women can actually be friends without having some sort of sexual goings on behind the scenes.
I'm also interested in knowing, I'd be just as interested in knowing whether homosexual people of the same sex can have friendships too. I mean, I imagine that a lot of these dynamics are very similar. You just have to kind of transpose a couple of X and Y chromosomes.
There's a study that's been done over at the University of Wisconsin Eau Claire, which suggests that men report more sexual interest in their female friends than their female friends do in them. Not only that, men are also more likely to overestimate how romantically interested their friends are in them. In most cases, sexual attraction within a friendship is seen as more of a burden than a benefit. And so there's been a little bit more detail here. They had 88 pairs of college-age opposite-sex friends fill out questionnaires. And, of course, is this really news to anybody? It's really just an excuse to talk about the friend zone. And I want to go right into your phone calls here. There's more about the study, but let's see what you think. And we'll go to ladies first. Stephanie, who is one of the hosts of this show on Sundays. Stephanie, you're on Free Talk Live, calling from New Hampshire.
Yeah, how did you know it was me?
there is a note here on the call screen.
Somebody ratted you out.
Yeah, I heard that. Okay, so you guys have poked me, and I had to call in because you're talking about a topic that I think is really interesting.
And, did we poke you? I don't understand. We didn't mention you, right?
No, you didn't mention me, but you talked about the topic that I was passionate about, so I thought I'd call in and tell you what I thought.
Thanks for calling.
Sure thing. So I am one of those people who thinks that it is possible for people who could potentially be attracted to each other to be friends. And I also think the idea that, you know, heterosexual men and women, sort of the Harry met Sally thing, that they can't be friends, is kind of insulting for both men and women. And I'll tell you why, because, you know, there are these stereotypes that men are just these horny creatures that can't control themselves, and they almost have no responsibility because they're just so sex-crazed that they'll just have sex with anyone. And we all know that that's not true.
Not a true statement.
I think that's a hyperbolic statement, if I can interject. I think it's a hyperbolic statement because it takes it to the extreme. I think that there are stereotypes for a reason, and while certainly it would be foolish to paint with a broad brush and say that it applies to everyone all the time, everywhere, under every circumstance, I certainly think there's a commonality enough where there is a stereotype that's established for fair reason.
Yeah, men can be dogs, for sure.
And this study doesn't say that men and women can't be friends. It says that sex kind of gets in the way.
That's true.
That sexual attraction gets in the way, and that it's much more likely that the man is attracted to the woman. Would you say that if two people are, if one person is attracted to another person, but the other person isn't attracted to them, that you have a real and genuine friendship?
Yeah, there might be some problems in that relationship.
Because likely when one of them gets into a real relationship, the other person's going bye-bye, right?
Yeah,
possibly.
I would agree with that. Sure.
I mean, it's likely.
I mean, I do want to bring up the point. You guys said that studies done on college-age people might be biased, and it's well known that that is true, that, you know, the findings in those studies don't necessarily apply to all age groups. So there could be some bias in there.
In my experience, older men are bigger dogs than college-age guys.
Well, actually, they did do a different study here. There's more than one study actually involved in this. There was another one here when researchers wanted to expand their findings outside of the college student realm. They sent questionnaires to 107 young adults aged 18 to 23 and 322 adults between the ages of 27 and 55. In these questionnaires, participants were asked about their cross-sex friendships and were given the opportunity to list their own reasons why why those friendships were both beneficial and burdensome. Although older adults reported fewer opposite-sex friends than the younger group did, everyone was very positive about these friendships, ranking them as overwhelmingly beneficial. But when people listed attraction on the costs and benefits list, it almost always fell under a cost. Almost half of the young adults in the study spontaneously mentioned attraction as a problem in their friendships, and the researchers reported this in the Journal of Social and Personal Relationships. There was a slight sex difference to this finding, such that men were less likely to call sexual attraction to a friend a cost than women were.
Shocker.
Although they were still unlikely to see it as positive. When it does come up as a benefit, it's more likely to be a guy that is saying it, according to the author of the study.
Captain Obvious.
I have to stick up for men here. I mean, I'm often called an angry feminist on the show, but
I've never called you an angry feminist.
Other people have, but really, I mean, I think that men are above these critiques that they're getting. I mean, if you say someone is just kind of will have sex with anyone, doesn't that mean that they have low standards? I mean, isn't that kind of the definition of promiscuity? And I don't think that men have low standards.
I wouldn't say that they necessarily have low standards, but I will say that, when I was a younger man, before I had the, intestinal fortitude to just say what I thought, my attraction to somebody, I certainly would hang out with women, girls, or whatever, for just way, way too long, trying to figure out, if something is ever going to happen here or not. And, I'm sure that those women or girls, or in that case, they're young women were confused by the relationship in that they thought it might be a friendship, whereas that's not what I was thinking, and I wasn't being forthright. And I think that mostly
that's about honesty, Mark, and confidence.
Sure it is. And so, all I'm saying here is that there's a lot of lack of honesty in male and female relationships out there.
Absolutely.
And as a result, you have a great deal of confusion,
tension, perhaps as well.
I think that would be where the study is accurate in saying that the tension or the attraction gets in the way.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Okay, so one more question. What you touched on homosexual relationships, but so, for instance, I am a person who is attracted to both some men and some women. Can I ever really be friends with anyone?
It's a good question, isn't it?
Well, are you friends with anyone?
Okay,
I mean,
absolutely.
Answer it yourself.
Yes, absolutely. So, I do think that people who could potentially be attracted to each other based on gender and age or whatever are perfectly capable of being friends.
So are you friends with people that you're attracted to and that are sexually available?
Because
I know you're attracted to me, but I'm sorry, Stephanie, I'm not available. So that's why I'm stating it in the way that I have.
Oh, darn, Mark.
Thank goodness, Mark, you have that ring, as we'd all be pounding down your door.
It's like a force field that keeps you girls away from me.
That's right. It's like our kryptonite.
Gosh. Stephanie, any other thoughts?
Yeah, no, she has to answer the question.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, so the question is, am I just friends with anybody that I could be having sex with if I wanted to? Is that right?
Well, are you friends with anybody that you are attracted to and that is available, to you from sort of a sociological standpoint, not in a relationship?
Yeah, but attraction is a sliding scale. I mean, how attracted does it have to be, Yes, I am.
Okay, and I think that this sliding scale thing is another thing that, sort of men and women have kind of differently. Women have, weigh a great deal of things in their decision as to whether or not to have sex with people, generally, not specifically, generally, and that, generally men are far less likely to weigh those things. It's like, ready to go? And am I attracted? There we go.
Stephanie, any other thoughts?
That's it. Thanks for the call tonight.
I appreciate your thoughts.
Good to talk to you,
Stephanie.
Of course,
you can get more of Stephanie over at her website, porktherapy.com.
It's P-O-R-C therapy.
That's right. Thanks, Stephanie.
She's also my Sunday co-host, and you can get that, every Sunday.
That's right. Let's go to Bill, listening in Indy to WXNT. Hey, Bill.
Hey, you guys are talking.
Yeah, talk right in your phone. You're real, real soft.
Okay. I only want 30 seconds of your time.
You only have 20, so I'll tell you what. Give me a tease, and we'll bring it back.
Oh, thanks.
The terrible tease. Hang on, Bill. We'll bring it back here in a moment. 855-450-FREE. SACL CAI toll-free line. Hopefully Bill will stick with us, and then he can have more than 30 seconds if he likes. You can also bring up your thoughts, share them on the Friend Zone, or whatever's on your mind. It's Free Talk Live.
I believe I can do anything. So when it came to learning a new language, I knew I had to do it the way I learn. No books, no memorizing or translating. I wanted to learn the same way I learned my first language, naturally. That's why I chose Rosetta Stone.
Rosetta Stone invites you to be a part of its biggest language learning event in history. Because in 2012, we want to help 3 million people learn a new language. That's why we're going to give you an absolutely free demo of our language immersion technology. To participate in this free nationwide event, just call 1-800-507-5898.
Si yo puedo hacerlo, usted puede hacerlo. If I can do it, you can do it.
To participate in this free nationwide event, call now for your free demo from Rosetta Stone. Call 1-800-507-5898. That's 1-800-507-5898.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty, and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health, are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today. HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Bring us anything you want. 855-453. The SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy the various features that are waiting for you there. Once again, freetalklive.com. We've got a lot of stuff there, including listening options. You can go and get tuned in via our live streams, broadband, mid-band, and narrow-band versions of the show. They're available around the clock, so anytime you want, you can hear the latest episode of Free Talk Live. And you can also listen to us via our over 100 great AM and FM radio stations across the country. Our satellite listening choices include XM Satellite Radio, as well as our free-to-air KU-band channel. The webcam is available to you, and the listen lines that allow you to call from any phone that can dial long distance. Plus, of course, you get all kinds of archives, podcasts, and more. All of it over at listen.freetalklive.com.
Bitcoins, you need to know about them because they're changing the Internet, and they're changing the world. They're the first digital cash, and they're potentially anonymous. They're in the way that cash is. You can transfer cash without people knowing each other's names or anything like that. And Bitcoins, you can do the same, and you can do it over the internet without any fees, without any permission from any governmental agencies or banks or corporations or anything like that. You can download the free Bitcoin software and be using it in just a few minutes. You don't have to sign a contract. There's no terms of service. To learn more, visit weusecoins.org. And everybody should know this information about Bitcoins because they're going to become an important and perhaps ubiquitous part of life. Weusecoins.org. Now, thanks to BitInstant.com, you can have Bitcoins in less than an hour by depositing cash at any major bank. You can buy your Bitcoins with cash. Go to BitInstant.com.
Let's continue with you and your thoughts. Bill, I think, is still with us, listening in Indy to WXNT. Go ahead with your thoughts, Bill.
Okay, I just want to share with you and your listeners about a movie I just happened to see here in Indianapolis about 3 weeks ago, and it's perfectly up the alley of this topic. I didn't say that right, but anyway.
And we're talking about the friend zone. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's called I Love You, Don't Touch Me. And it's, I know it's kind of an odd title, but you could.
Is it a proper use of a colon?
I've heard of it.
Are you sure that's not a semicolon?
Yeah, that's what I meant.
It does sound like a semicolon.
That's what I said, okay.
And I've heard of this book.
Maybe you guys could plug that up on a computer or something and mm-hmm. get before 10 o'clock and see if you would, would be a good movie for everybody to watch. It's about two people that are both single and friends, and the guy is pursuing her more than friendship, and she doesn't want anything to do with him. And I won't spoil it, but it's just perfect for what you guys are talking about tonight.
A 1997 independent film, a story of a 25-year-old virgin girl looking for the right boyfriend, not realizing the one has been next to her for many years.
Now, that is the theme in so many of these sort of romantic comedies and that kind of thing. And I think it could be misleading for guys out there, suggesting that getting into the friend zone is a good place to be necessarily.
It did have a fantasy ending, but this was not a comedy. It was very much a drama.
Let's put the shoe on the other foot. The story of a 25-year-old virgin boy looking for the right girlfriend, not realizing that the one has been sitting next to him for many years. Does that sound odd to you?
Doesn't sound plausible.
No, it doesn't sound plausible at all. So this is where my point to Stephanie was, there is some truth in stereotypes.
There's some truth in stereotypes. And certainly she's right that none of this stuff is written in stone.
Every situation.
If you make decisions based on this entirely, that you're going to make wrong decisions at times. And I would concur with that. And, these are generalities, and generalities are only generally true.
By the way, this movie Bill's talking about was actually written, directed, and produced by a female. Just, I thought that was kind of something worth looking
at. Chick
fleck. Yeah. Well, was it a man who wrote this or a woman? Anyway, Bill, any other thoughts you want to share?
No, that's all I wanted to say.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. So The Onion has a piece that I think is particularly relevant here. Anyone who's never been, go to onion.com or theonion.com. And they occasionally will have every issue of The Onion. And by the way, it's a print. There originally was a print newspaper started in Wisconsin in a college town, and it has expanded out, is now available in newsstands all across the country. Specifically, there are certain cities where you can actually walk down the street and find boxes on the street of The Onion. I love doing that whenever I go to New York City, just grabbing an onion off the street. And I'm actually a subscriber to the print edition of The Onion. I'm that big of a fan.
They moved to Chicago from D.C., didn't they?
That's not from D.C. I think they moved to Chicago from Wisconsin. From their original office
interesting.
In Wisconsin. But anyway, great satirical publication. So, Kimberly,
meaning that this story wasn't really written by an author about real circumstances.
Right. Meaning that Kimberly Pruitt is not a real person, but they try to make her look like she is one. She's very pretty, right? So they got a stereotypical pretty girl here as the author of this. The title is, "But if we started dating, it would ruin our friendship. Where I ask you to do things and you do them. I really like you. I do. You're so nice and sweet, and you listen to all my problems and respond with the appropriate compliments."
Okay, it's the reverse stereotype.
But, well, I don't really see a relationship.
Well, now, I think there's a stereotype to be had in here where some women may use a relationship that they understand the man is attracted to.
This is the benefit of the friend zone for a lot of women.
Right, that they may be able to get loans or benefits in whatever ways, you know, things fixed around the house, you know, whatever it is that they might be able to get out of the circumstance they would be able to get.
But, well, I don't really see a relationship in our future. It would be terrible if we let sex destroy this great friendship we have where I get everything I want and you get nothing you want, don't you think?
Bad sex.
I knew you would understand. You always do. We're so perfect as friends, you know? I can't tell you, or I can tell you anything, and you know... And you know you can always come to me anytime you need to hear me bitch about work or how ugly I feel. You wouldn't want to ruin a friendship like that just so you could be my boyfriend and have me look at you with desire and longing in my eyes, if only once, would you? Of course not.
Why if only once?
If we started... because it would be sex perhaps at least once.
I think this is written by a guy. They're only using stock footage of a female.
It very well could be, but...
there's actually usually an editorial board at the Onion. I don't know if it's just one person writing these
things.
Sorry
to interrupt. Continue.
Of course not. Well, if we started dating, it would only complicate this wonderful setup I've got going here. It's just... You're like my best friend, and I would hate for something you desperately want to change that. I mean, sure, we could go on some dates, maybe mess around a little, and finally validate the 6 years you've spent languishing in this platonic nightmare, but then what? How could we ever go back to the way we were, where I take advantage of your clear attraction to me so that I can have someone at my beck and call? That part of our friendship means so much to me.
Oh, my God.
Now, you know, and the other, the part here where the woman is damaged by the situation is, although this is an attractive situation to have what essentially is a manservant on call, you know, and but at the same time, you don't experience a real relationship. You don't have reality. You're experiencing a fantasy world. And,
well, she could have a real relationship.
She doesn't
want a real relationship.
Right. She's not having a real relationship with a friend, is what I'm saying. Because a friend will not put up with all of her crap. This is a suitor. A pathetic suitor.
Yes.
But a suitor nonetheless.
And that's why the suitor is not getting any, I'd like to add, because he is so pathetic.
Pathetic doesn't help.
No, we are just destined to be really, really good friends who only hang out when I don't have a boyfriend, but still need male attention to boost my fragile and all-consuming ego.
Yes, see,
and then there's that. The fragile and all-consuming ego.
There's more from Kimberly here in a moment. Kimberly Pruitt over at TheOnion.com. 855-450-FREE in her editorial. But if we started dating, it would ruin our friendship where I ask you to do things and you do them. 855-450-FREE. You can take control of the airwaves here.
Hilarious.
Bringing up whatever you want. This is Free Talk Live.
You may snicker when you hear this message, but you won't laugh after you experience the best-kept health secret ever, Camel Milk. Camel Milk is loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk. Camel Milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and Camel Milk is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, and 10 times higher in iron. And Camel Milk contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking Camel Milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel Milk is easily digested by those who are lactose and beta-casein intolerant and comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under Products and Pricing for the Spring Special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com, CamelMilkForSale.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com. That's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hey, meat eaters! The freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dry guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dry guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes 6 number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our 1-year plus meat eaters units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze-dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses 3 groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You're invited to take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that are waiting for you there. They're all for free. freetalklive.com. We've got a lot of stuff, including the bulletin board system where you can get interactive with other Free Talk Live listeners. bbs.freetalklive.com will take you there. That's bbs.freetalklive.com. And the phone lines on this program are brought to you by SACL CAI.
Yep, SACL CAI has a full-orbed approach to account recovery. It's really 3 companies in one. They do collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. They know that not only you want to keep your not only do you want to get your money, but you want to keep your customers too. So that the way they interact with your customers, it reflects upon you. Their staff is respectful. They record every call. They have the best equipment money can buy, so that your business is handled as efficiently as possible. You can see their banner at freetalklive.com. It's top one on the right-hand side of the page, SACL CAI.
All right, so we're going to get back to your calls here in a moment. We're going to finish up this opinion piece from Kimberly Pruitt over at TheOnion.com. For those who don't know, The Onion is a satirical website. Kimberly Pruitt doesn't actually exist, although they're suggesting that there are women out there like Kimberly Pruitt. And we've been talking about the friend zone, this place where men go frequently when they're hoping to get somewhere with a woman, but but the woman's not interested in them, but she kind of keeps them around because, you know, it's nice to have friends. And in Kimberly Pruitt's case, she's completely using them for someone to listen to her complain, using them to do favors for her, all the while giving them no chance whatsoever at consummating a relationship. So we continue here, and she's talking to her friend in that friend zone. She says, "No, we're just destined to be really, really good friends who only hang out when I don't have a boyfriend but still need male attention to boost my fragile and all-consuming ego. Anything can happen once you bring romance in. Think about how awful my last relationship was at the end. Remember? The guy I'd call you crying about at 3 a.m. because he wouldn't answer my texts? The guy I met at the birthday party you threw me? I had insanely passionate sex with him for 4 months, and now we don't even talk anymore. God, I would die if something like that happened to us. Plus, ick! Can you even imagine getting naked in front of each other? I've known you so long.
Yes, you can.
You're more like a brother that I've drunkenly made out with twice and never mentioned again. It'd be way too weird. And if we did, then whenever you come shopping with me or go to one of my performances or charity events or take me for ice cream when I've had a bad day at work, you'd be looking at me like, I've seen her breasts. God, I can't think of anything more awkward than that. Oh, before I forget, my mom says hi. Anyway, you would totally... You would totally hate me as your girlfriend. I'd be all needy and dramatic and slowly growing to love you.
Really?
If I was your girlfriend, I would never be able to tell you about all the other jerk guys that I date and pretend I don't see how much it crushes you. Let's never lose that. That's what makes us us. Don't worry. You're so funny and smart and amazing. Any girl but me would be lucky to date you. You'll find someone, I know it. And when you do, I'll be right by your side to suddenly become all flirty and affectionate with you in front of her.
Just as soon as it is possible.
Until she grows jealous and won't believe it when you say we're just friends. But when she dumps you, that's just what we'll be. Best friends. Friends forever.
Oh.
Yeah, well, there's some reality in that.
I love
did
the
she,
onion.
Did she win a medal for writing this? Because it's hilarious. I mean, I think this is the first Free Talk Live show in like 6 months where I've actually wiped tears from my eyes. I've been laughing so hard.
That's the onion for you. It's good stuff. All right, so let's go back to the phones and the fun. Nick is on the line in Illinois on the Amp Lines. Hey, Nick.
Hi. I've only been listening in bits and pieces, but... I want to talk about that study you referenced, which, correct me if I'm wrong, it was basically about the question of whether or not sexual attraction gets in the way of friendships.
Yeah, they were studying friendships between males and heterosexual males and females.
Yeah. I would not be surprised by that, but I think that has more to do with... cultural attitudes towards sex than anything else.
Sure.
Because I think Americans in particular are just very bad about handling sex and sexuality. You know, it's you know, there's all this childish giggling. Just to give you an example.
Free Talk Live. Sorry. Go ahead, Nick.
Well, no. So there's this this anime convention that I go to every year, and they show porn there. And
anime porn?
Yes, and it's insufferable to be in the audience because everybody feels like they have to crack jokes constantly at everything that's going on the screen. And
well, it's not like they can just whip it out and start playing with themselves.
Thank God.
See what I mean?
No,
Free Talk Live.
No, but who acts like that in a normal movie theater? You know what I mean?
Well, how many people normally go watch porn around other people?
Rocky Horror Picture Show is a good comparison as well.
I see your point, but I mean, it's not like you're consuming the normal movie.
Right. I mean, do you expect... I think it's completely appropriate to do what you're suggesting, and that is to, you know, kind of make fun of the porno on there, because it would be kind of awkward if everyone just sat there and seriously watched an anime porn, right?
Right. Oh, you know, what exactly is the purpose of consuming pornography? Generally, my understanding of the situation, maybe I've got it all wrong here, but that it's consumed in 15-minute blocks, only certain parts of it, that one doesn't generally watch it from start to finish for the story.
Do y'all watch the whole movie? when you're...
Well, I bet they do.
I don't think I could sit in the movie theater and not crack funnies about anime or tentacle porn.
Well, I wanted to know was, are we talking about, like, demon tentacle porn? Because there's, like, a range of anime porn, as I understand it.
These ones in particular did have stories. And,
well, the demon
and
tentacle porn has stories, too, from what I understand.
Crappy ones, but stories nonetheless.
I don't actually know. I've never watched a full one of these.
I've watched porn before, and I know the run of the
mill. Wait, have you seen demon tentacle porn?
Only the briefest periods
of
the
Well, then you can't say whether the story's crappy or not.
I think we're getting way off topic here. The point I meant to
Isn't demon tentacle porn really always the topic?
No.
I was thinking of Nick's point. Go ahead. Sorry.
Now, the point I was just trying to make, and maybe that was a bad example, I don't know, is that I think sex can get in the way of friendships because people let it get in the way. People have a hard time knowing how to handle it.
Absolutely.
I would agree.
Like what we were talking about before, like putting it out there in the open and telling somebody how you feel about them.
Being honest. Absolutely.
Now, I say this because I know someone I'm attracted to, and I've told her, she shot me down, and then things continued on. We've known each other for going on 10 years. Everything's fine.
Yeah.
As friends.
Do you still have feelings for her?
Only physical. She has since turned out to be not the kind of person that I would want to be in a relationship with. Our proclivities do not line up appropriately.
So okay. she's not into tentacle porn? I'm sorry,
Nick.
That's
not particularly what I was referring to.
I'm making
a cheap shot,
Nick.
But it was actually pretty good.
Sorry. No, I ask because in all of this discussion, in the breaks, we've had conversations here in the studio, of course, but I've also had an opportunity to think about some of the things that have been said. And in my experience is what you're describing has never happened for me, is that someone has, I've been honest that I'm not interested in a relationship, that has been ignored, and that then it goes to somebody gets shot down.
Hold on. Run it by me again. What hasn't happened?
If I tell you, Mark, that I'm not interested in a relationship and you
After
continue...
After Mark has already made a move on you, mean?
Yes.
Right. Okay.
Yeah, and you continue?
Right.
Then we're not going to be friends anymore.
Okay.
I didn't hear Nick say he was continuing to push
you. No.
She just hadn't had that experience.
Well, right. And I think what I'm trying to say to Nick is that she was honest with you and you have been fine with that, but you haven't continued pushing her, right? So
no,
you're
I
still
haven't.
Friends. And as it's evolved as it has, then you are
I'm
still
not letting
friends.
It get in the way.
And right. You don't feel like she's taking advantage of your friendship, like the theoretical
no,
woman.
No, not at all.
Very good, sir. Thanks for the call. Appreciate hearing from you. 855-453 SACL CAI toll free line. You can take control of the airwaves here in the remaining moments, which are next. It's Free Talk Live.
I am so excited about Pork Fest this year.
Pork Fest? What's that?
It's the Porcupine Freedom Festival, a fun and educational camping event put on every summer by the Free State Project. This year it's going to be happening June 18th to the 24th at Rogers Campground in Lancaster, New Hampshire.
Okay, I like camping, and I definitely like freedom, but my budget is tight.
Tickets are only $30 for the whole week if you get them before May 1st.
Well, that sounds reasonable, but what goes on there?
What doesn't go on at Porkfest? There are speakers, family fun, dance parties, karaoke, a comedy roast, hiking, campfires, sports, a wedding, and all kinds of delicious food. But the part that I like best is spending time with other people who love freedom.
That's sounding pretty good to me. Where can I go to learn more?
Check out porkfest.com and make sure you spell pork like a porcupine. PORCFEST.com. Like what you see?
It looks like a blast. Okay, I'm in. See you at Porkfest.
While you're there, check out how you can become a VIP, very important porcupine, for a modest donation. See you at Porkfest.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, Berkey, waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
For a long time, you've heard me talk about building your own food supply with eFoods Direct. As a listener, you know why you need to have a supply of the best storable food on the planet. Every day, we document the attempts to take control of our lives. But there's one thing we can all control, your greatest dependency, food. eFoods Direct products are made with only the best ingredients and none of the trash and contaminants like trans fats, GMOs, or MSG. This food is nutrient-dense and tastes great. It's simple to make, portable, and has a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now with eFoods Direct, you'll get the most affordable, best-tasting food you can buy. And the new products and pricing will blow you away. Compared to other food sources, including home-cooked meals, you can cut your food cost in half. You just can't afford to ignore this. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex for specials. Don't let this offer pass you by. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. More of the best for less guaranteed.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Moments remain, but enough time for you and your thoughts if you dial in now at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And joining you in the studio here tonight is Ian,
Nami,
and Mark. Once again, 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that are waiting for you there. If you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, go ahead and go to promote.freetalklive.com and get a free bumper sticker there. Download web graphics, banners for your website, high-res graphics as well. You can make whatever you want out of, and more, flyers, etc. Go to promote.freetalklive.com as we go to your calls, your thoughts about whatever's on your mind. Lee is listening in Atlanta. Lee, you're on Free Talk Live. Lee in Atlanta, going once.
Yeah.
Hey, Lee, you're on
the
air.
How you doing?
Just great.
Sir, how you doing, man?
Great, man. What's on your mind tonight?
The big statement that Obama made today.
Which statement?
Okay, regarding the gay marriage.
Okay.
Yes. Gay men marry men, women marry women. And my basic opinion, we know that it's just his opinion. Okay, it's not law. Okay, and I think everybody's making a do about nothing, but just knowing that the president pretty much believes in men marrying men and women marrying women kind of stuck a poke in my tires in reference to voting for Obama.
Okay, so way. Are you more likely to vote for Mitt Romney now that you know that Mitt Romney is opposed to gay marriage?
I got a problem with Romney's religious leanings also. So basically what I'm doing is weighing these abominations within their thoughts religiously, and if I could support somebody like that, or should I just stick with the issues in government that has to be addressed, and that is being addressed in the administration.
Okay.
By
to ask,
no, I'm saying,
to ask your question of you, why does this need to be addressed? Why is it any of your business what two other consenting adults are doing in their own bedroom?
It's my business because I'm a Christian. That's why. It's my business. I'm not in their business.
Really? What happened to the golden rule and treat other people like you would want them to be treated and love your neighbor as you love yourself?
You sound like you're gay, and I'm just showing my opinion.
Oh, I am so not gay, sweetheart.
I'm not gay.
Oh yeah. That, so you treat being gay as a slur? You think it's not something to
get too much cross on? If he's talking, he can't hear you.
It was written in Romans in the Bible. States that that's anti-Christ. Those type of behavior or actions that is being suggested. And that's what I'm saying.
Let me handle this real quick. Real quick.
Lee,
just one second, Lee. You know what a filibuster is, Lee?
Take a breath.
Okay, so Lee, Jesus came in order to release people from the law. Right? Jesus came in order to stand against people like the Pharisees and the Sadducees who would use their religion in order to lord over other people and tell them how they had to live their lives. And wouldn't ensconcing your definition of marriage, and I understand, you know, I'm married to a woman too, but wouldn't ensconcing your definition of marriage into law be acting more like a Pharisee or a Sadducee than it would be acting like Christ if you claim to be a Christian and therefore Christ-like?
Let me read something to you. Can I read something to you real quick? Now, Roland?
If you answer my question first.
Can you answer Mark's question, Lee?
Can I answer? No, it's not the same. It's not the same. Because what they're talking about is the order within Christ. It's not the government order.
So you think Jesus was all about telling other people what they could do with other people?
Nebuchadnezzar and Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, you understand that Nebuchadnezzar represented a government order or president, and he wanted them to bow down to and their law for them to worship their God. And Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, no, under their rule and order, and God said no. And they were ordered to what? Walk through the fire. Okay?
Lee, I've got a question for you.
You
both have Sunday school here, man.
I know.
And not believe.
It's always been my problem, Mark.
He can do what he wants.
Lee, can you hear me? Lee, I want to have a conversation with you, man. Okay, so I've got a question.
Yes, man. Go ahead.
And I've got a question, and I don't want to have like a lengthy answer because we're short on time here. You clearly don't believe in gay marriage, but I'm just curious about how you feel about gay people in general. Should they be, you know, do you feel like there should be something done about them, or should they be allowed to be, you know, have their...
Clearly, he thinks it's a slur because he says I sound gay.
No,
and that certainly was not meant in a flattering way.
Don't attack me because I'm telling you I don't believe in that.
Oh, you're full attacked, pal, really.
So don't attack me because I'm not attacking you. I'm telling you I don't believe in it.
Okay, so don't do it. What gives you the right to tell anybody else what to do?
Whether you believe in it.
I don't believe in that behavior because my Lord says so. I follow what the rules and laws in my Lord and my book say what it leads to.
Lee, whether you believe in it or not, it's happening right now. There are men in Atlanta and women in Atlanta who are making love to one another tonight. So whether you believe in it or not is not a factor. But it is their business.
It ought to be their business.
Okay, so you wouldn't presume to mess with their relationships. You're fine with gay people existing. You just don't think they should get married.
No, I don't think they should get married. I don't think
you sound bigoted.
Young kids, because it teaches them that it's okay. It's kind of like how Sodom and Gomorrah became Sodom and Gomorrah.
Is it not okay to be gay?
Sodom and Gomorrah. Okay, because we're institutional.
Everybody's always obsessed with sodomy when it comes to gay people. Lee, did you know?
Lee, which is not righteous.
Did you know there are gay people who don't engage in sodomy?
That's not my business what they engage into. I don't even want to know about what they do.
Okay, Lee. I'm fine with that. So that's great. I'm glad you don't want to know about what they do. Why do you care whether or not they go and have a commitment ceremony and call it a marriage?
Because it's against my religion. I'm telling you.
So everybody who does something that's against your religion, you believe they should... The religion that's based in a book written by men? Really?
Already that Gatum is going to happen. I'm saying all you can do as a Christian is to save people.
Yeah, Gatum. And he doesn't have anything against gays.
To our eternal life once we leave this flesh.
Hey, how long do we have, by the way?
All day, Mark.
If these are the last days, how long do we have?
I don't even know.
I wish I knew.
Of course you don't. Lee, thanks for the call, man. Appreciate hearing from you. Sort of. 855-450-FREE. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. So now that's interesting because he's having a problem. If you went to Drudge Report today, and I did when I was doing some show prep earlier, they had the picture of Mitt Romney next to the picture of Barack Obama, and Barack Obama says yes, and Mitt Romney says no, and you click on it, and it's about the gay issue down in North Carolina, and you know, Obama had a statement about it, Romney had a statement. So finally, the news media has found an issue upon which these two men have a disagreement.
Wow.
This is the issue.
This is pathetic. It took Obama, what, 3.5 years
to evolve
to get to this point.
All right. Now, evolving is cool. Acknowledging that you're evolving is cool. Acknowledging that you may not have the answer is cool. Now, I don't mean that to say that I'm a huge fan of Obama or that I drank the Kool-Aid or anything like that. I'm just saying that it's quite possible to evolve into a higher understanding.
I concur with you on that. However, it really bothers me when politicians evolve at election time.
Well, sure. I would agree.
I mean, do I believe that Obama is standing for gay marriage?
No.
Because on a principled basis? No. I think he's a political disgusting political creature that will do and say anything in order to be in that position of power just 4 more years so that he can reward his friends and punish his enemies as everybody who has had that position has done in the past.
Well, and of course, nobody in the media bothered asking Ron Paul how he feels about the issue. And, of course, Ron Paul would likely come out and oppose the idea of state marriage in the first place and say it's none of his damn business who loves who.
And to suggest that it's legitimate to, for one person to feel one way on the issue and another person to feel another way on the issue and for them to vote that way is a false dichotomy. Because I can feel like I don't like the idea of gay people getting married without saying that I'm going to vote in order to put politicians in that will use the force of government to prevent them from living the way that I do in a marriage.
But everyone should
because politics is a threat against your friends and neighbors.
And people like Lee there want to force their religious beliefs on everybody using the political system. And that's a real problem for me.
I would agree. This, however, has been the best show ever, in my opinion.
Really?
Yeah.
Thanks for that. I appreciate it. All right, so we're done for tonight, but we'll be back tomorrow, and you can join us online in the meantime over at freetalklive.com.
What has happened to America, and when did it become okay for the government to extort wealth from the American people? As a former law enforcement officer, I have explained in my new book, In Plain Sight, The Disregarded Truth, how absolute property ownership has been denied to the American people, how and why inflation is fleecing America, how law enforcement officers are being used to suppress and criminalize the beliefs of liberty and freedom. In Plain Sight explains how we can restore what was once a free America. Get your copy of In Plain Sight, The Disregarded Truth today at Amazon.com.
Class, if you had over 1,000 hotels, plus hundreds of discounts on dining, shopping, entertainment, and more, what do you get?
America's Best Value Inns. When you join our free value club with instant rewards, you get a 15% room discount, upgrade, and late checkout when available. Now that adds up to comfort and a great value, doesn't it? Sign up at AmericasBestValueInn.com.
With value right in our name, you know you're getting a great deal.
Class dismissed.